Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Yeah! 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Listen, when you go out, put a mask on your face. But don't put any mask on your face because you want to look awesome. How about the KISW Rock Mask? We got two versions. If you want to look scary sauce, I recommend the skull. If you want to be so that you blend in, like say you're in a snowy environment, you're going up the Snoqualmie Pass and you don't want people to see you, get the KISW Camo Mask. And they'll be like, why is half a head coming my way? This is weird. Either way, COVID will be like, well, I'm not going to mess with that guy. He's got the cool mask on. We'll go find the lame people. That's how it works. Anyway, you should get one. Go to KISW.com to order your mask today.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Do everybody scream his name. B-Mix, don't be a loser.
The B-Mix, and it's time to turn down for tequila. Yeah, turn down for tequila because it's Tuesday, and this is like the most Tuesday that a Tuesday could Tuesday. I am tired. Everything's a little weird.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, man.
I think every Tuesday in January is going to suck.
Yes.
Wow.
And this one sucks more than the previous Tuesday.
Hold the phone. You can't do that to the other two Tuesdays coming up.
Well, what the I think it's like the third to last Tuesday is typically the one where they say it's the most depressing Tuesday of the year or day of the year because that's when all the bills come in.
And is that the next one? That's next Tuesday. So.
Is that we're going to see you all?
Is that
right around then?
Yep.
Yeah,
I agree because I woke up and I thought today was Wednesday and I was stoked.
Too.
And then I was like, no,
I was so happy. And then I was really, really sad.
I was going to call Steve and say, you know what? This is your fault that today's not Wednesday.
Well, you know, that's just what's happened.
When what?
I don't know.
That's just what happens, man.
When you don't have tequila in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
Let's get to our contestant. We got Jeff in Puyallup. Jeff, are you there?
Hey, buddies.
Hey. Morning, Jeff. Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeff, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
What year in the 60s did the Beatles release their hit song, Here Comes the Sun?
63, 64,
no. 65. No. What is the main color of the traditional Kit Kat candy bar wrapper?
Orange.
No.
Red.
Red, yes. The Titans are an NFL team from which state?
Tennessee.
Yes. What month is the Earth closest to the sun?
Let's go August.
No.
July.
No.
December.
No. Typically, how many arms does a starfish have?
Five.
Yes. St. Paul is the capital of what U.S. state?
Minnesota.
Yes. The Good Place was a sitcom that aired on what network?
Oh, boy. ABC.
No.
CBS,
no.
NBC.
Yes. Woo! What sense does a dolphin not have? Ooh.
Smell.
Yes. Good. How many Grammys did Hootie and the Blowfish win?
One.
No.
Two, three.
Yes, two. What alloy is compromised of copper and zinc?
What alloy?
Yes.
Yeah. You said alloy.
Bronze.
No. Oh. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Correct.
Well.
Not bad.
Did I say alloy?
I think you said aloe. And I was thinking of like,
aloe?
You know, aloe vera.
Oh,
and I'm like, yeah.
Well, at least you fixed me on that one.
What alloy, my friends?
What alloy?
I think it's aluminium.
Are you British again?
I love the way they say aluminum in England.
I was watching, I think it was Top Gear, the first time I ever heard them say it like that. And I was like, what are they? I had to like put on the captioning to see what the spelling was because I had no idea what they were saying.
Every once in a while, you'll like controversy. I love that. Instead of controversy, it's controversy. And I just love that.
It's so weird.
Yeah. Like, oh, thank you, England.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What year in the 60s did the Beatles release their hit song, Here Comes the Sun?
1969.
Yes.
Nice.
What is the main color of the traditional Kit Kat candy bar wrapper?
Red.
Yes. The Titans are an NFL team from what
Tennessee.
State?
Tennessee.
Yes. What month is the Earth closest to the sun?
Month? It's the Earth.
January. Yes. Typically, how many arms does a starfish have?
Chocolate fade flavor.
No.
You can do it.
Five. Yes. St. Paul is the capital of what U.S. state?
Minnesota.
Yes. The Good Place was a sitcom that aired on what network?
NBC.
Yes. What sense does a dolphin not have?
Smell.
Yes. Huh? How many Grammys did Hootie and the Blowfish win?
Six.
No.
Nine.
No.
Five.
No.
Four.
No. What alloy is compromised of copper and zinc?
Platinum.
No.
Alloy metal.
No. No.
Bronze?
No. And Steve, you win! 8-7!
Come on.
Snuck by with that one.
Oh, sorry about that, Jeff.
I gotta brush up on my Beatles trivia.
Yeah.
Oh, just...
or just...
Yeah, anytime there's a question about the 60s, always start with 1969.
It's a good chance right there.
Good to know. Good to know.
Like 90% of the time it works.
And sometimes 60%.
Every time.
Every time. That's right. Just like Sex Panther.
There was one that you did not get correct that Jeff did. Hootie and the Blowfish won 2 Grammys. So
I just expected it was going to be more because I know that first record just dominated.
It was really good, but they only won for Best New Artist that year.
Oh.
Yeah, and then they won one a little bit later on for
That's
Best
very
group.
Surprising because it felt like that album just won everything. Like so I would have, I don't think I would have guessed 2. I would have got maybe 4, 5, 6, and I would have lost.
Yes, you would have. The alloy that is compromised of copper and zinc.
Oh, why? I should know this and I don't.
Well, if you knew it, you would know it was brass.
Hmm. Brass. And I play a game called Birmingham Brass. You'd think I should know that.
Yeah, you should know that because of your board games.
Yeah. Well, really. I mean, seriously, I should know brass is made of whatever.
One text just says bronze definitely has copper and zinc in it. I have no idea.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, you both got it correct, so you still win, Steve. So
that works because you both said bronze. It works out for me.
Okay.
You know I'm okay with this. So
win-win.
I really wish Rev would host a game show on TV and people just give him a hard time when he gets the wrong answer.
Screw Ken Jennings. It's time for the Rev to host Jeopardy.
I don't disagree with that. Also, they've got editing on TV. I can say whatever stupid things I want. They can just put in the right
things.
See,
I would argue
producers
not
telling you things to make you sound smart.
Exactly. They have that little earpiece.
All right, 2 things I want to talk about, because we were talking about the great way the British pronounce everything.
Yeah.
And it made me think of perhaps my new favorite comic. If you haven't been watching the history of swear words, because I just watched the B word history with Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage is a treasure. I have to tell you, the way he hosts that show is he tries to be sort of like an Alistair Cook kind of a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
And you know, you learn something. And my new favorite comic, who I didn't know anything about, who I just find so delightful, is London Hughes. She's a British comic. And every time she's on screen, I just think, oh my gosh, I don't even know her material, but she's just so entertaining to me.
Was she in the first 2 episodes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go back and see
very,
what she's about.
She's a very bubbly comic with an English accent. She's, I think, the only one with an English accent on the on that show.
Okay, okay.
And she's just, I mean, I feel like, man, I would want to watch a whole thing with her because she just seems to be like such a happy person in the midst of maybe, you know, maybe saying some really
She has a Netflix special you can watch. It's called To Catch a D. And the full word.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
apparently
Vicky,
it's mass hosteria.
awesome.
Oh, she's all right. Vicky, would you send me a link to that? Yeah. Oh, she's great. Oh, and Kevin Hart. Okay.
Kevin Hart produced the Netflix special that she did.
Yeah, London Hughes, man. Because I was like, some of these comics that are on this History of Swear Words, which is a great show about where all of our bad words come from. And they got like real people. It's a documentary slash comedy, and it's my favorite Netflix show of the year. And so London Hughes, I didn't know she had a special. I'm watching that.
Yeah.
Once Vicky sends me an email to watch that.
No. To catch a D.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I really like her a lot. So
is that what the show is? Like, they just talk about, they have a bunch of comics kind of commenting on a curse word?
With experts.
Okay, gotcha.
So they've got experts, they got comics. Let me tell you, the B word, I had no idea people were saying, like, stuff back in the 20s. Like, 100 years ago, people were using euphemisms that I didn't realize were around back then.
Interesting.
Yeah, and there was, I guess, a jazz singer, and apparently she was really known for, well, like an action, and not having a problem singing about it. And, you know, I guess a lot of folks that are real jazz fans know this before. I don't even know her name, unfortunately. But, Steve, I can't even describe what she wrote, like she would say in her songs. And she comes right out and says it. And so what they did in this episode is they played this song, and they go, this is from a woman from the 20s. Mm-hmm. And this is what she sang about in the jazz community. And she was really popular. And the comics were like, oh, my God, it's like my grandmother doing porn. I don't think I want to hear this.
Uh-huh. Oh,
it was that direct and explicit. But it was like, man, I was digging this person. Like, good for you. You know what? Because this was a time where women surely couldn't come out and say that they enjoyed having sex. It was just not something you could do in the 20s, that's for sure. And it was the roaring 20s, though, so some people were roaring, baby.
Or whoring.
Yeah, I got no problem with that. I was like, man, whoever knew this woman was having some fun and had a great life.
It's kind of trippy that we're in the 20s all over again now.
They're kind of saying we're going to be, after COVID, we're going to be very similar to the roaring 20s, where people are going to want to bust out, because that's what the, 100 years ago, people wanting to bust out from oppression and prohibition and all of that. In the 20s, we're just like, let's have fun. And it looks like we're going to do it again because of COVID.
That's interesting. Yeah, huh.
Well,
different reasons, but we're all going to lose our minds in the 20s.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, BJ, prohibition happened from 1920 to 1933. So if we're reoccurring that, it's going to be a bad day.
So can't wait for the 30s.
Yeah. Think about it, though. The prohibition we're having right now is COVID prohibition. We're not allowed to do things to be able to, like, let loose and have fun. And back then, having some alcohol helped you let loose and have fun. So there was this backlash of, we're just going to find other ways to have fun. And they feel like that the roaring 20s will be repeated because of this prohibition we're under. Of course, this one is, depending upon who you talk to, it's definitely prohibitive, no doubt about it, even though it's for our own good. And, of course, they also had the Spanish flu in, was it 1919, so the 20s were the, the people recovering from that as well. So it's pretty wild to think that what this decade's going to look like after, you know, people look at it.
Someone said History of Swear Words is a blanking hilarious show.
And so good.
Someone said, you know, you brought up how Nicolas Cage is great in this. You could say that he's a national treasure. Waka Waka movie bond.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of been, you know, I've kept going on that lines for that reason.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. I think this could resurrect, like, I think people might start digging Nick Cage again and want to see him and stuff. I think this could be his Pulp Fiction the way it was for John Travolta.
And the jazz artist some people have been texting, and it's Lucille Bogan.
Yes. Thank you. Dude.
She has a song called Shave 'em Dry.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's the song that where she says, if you do this, I'll do that. It's basically like she's like, here's the deal. Let's negotiate. If you want me to do that, first you have to do this. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, do you see?
I am reading the lyrics.
The lyrics
Shave
are insane.
Dry.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't believe it.
She's got things on her, certain things.
Yeah.
Big as the end of her thumb. She's got something between her legs that'll make a dead man rhymes with thumb.
Yeah. Whoa. I didn't know they were able to. I didn't know these words were running around 100 years ago.
Boy, oh boy. I mean, this is like a Nicki Minaj song.
Yeah.
Or a Cardi B song.
They said that
this is like more like just vulgar than the WAP song.
Yeah.
Somebody messed up on Apple Music, boys.
It's funny you brought that up, Steve, because one of the comics said that, boy, this would make Cardi B blush.
Yes.
This song. And I guess Start Me Up. One of the lyrics on Start Me Up, I guess, at the end of the song is basically dedicated to what's her name?
Lucille Bogan.
Yeah, so the Stones have sort of like, you know, paid homage to her with one of the lyrics in the song Start Me Up.
And her and I have something in common.
What's that?
Normally large nips.
Oh, really?
According to the lyrics.
I like her even better. All yeah. right, you know what? I was born in the wrong time. Lucille Bogan and I let me tell you right now, she is my kind of lady.
I bet she's gotten so many more plays because of this documentary.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
Because I never even heard of her.
You know, and seriously, I feel like she's a hero because of the fact that she destigmatized. She said, I don't care. This is what I like, and I'm going to sing about it, and I love it. And of course, a lot of us now say, yeah, why do we have so much repression around this pleasurable activity? So I'm really like a big fan of hers because I had no idea she was one of the four, you know, basically, I mean, the trailblazers in this arena. Also an African-American woman, so there's that as well. Lots going on for somebody who was not supposed to say anything about anything for a lot of reasons. She said, I'm going to say what I want. And to the benefit, I think, of a lot of human beings on this planet. So I think that's it's fantastic to learn about her yesterday. All right. Yeah. But anyway, the show is called The History of Swear Words. It's on Netflix. You got to check it out. Speaking of television, one of the stars of That 70s Show paid $500. It's really not that much. When you think about it, it's not that much at all. He paid $500 to keep an iconic prop from the show that he was on. You'll hear from at 7:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Wilmer Valderrama. He played Fez back in the day on That 70s Show. He was on the Kelly Clarkson Show yesterday, and he was sharing this cool story about how he actually owns the station wagon that was used in That 70s Show.
Whatever happened to the station wagon from the 70s Show? If you like cars.
So, you know,
did you
that
get
was,
it?
Oh, yeah. I got the Vista Cruiser. That's what it's called.
How did you get it?
You know, it was towards the end of the show. We were in the last season of 70s Show, and I went straight to the props department. I go, listen, how much for the Vista Cruiser? He goes, what? You don't want that thing. I'm like, yes, I do. I need the Vista Cruiser.
Gosh.
And they said $500. So I bought the Vista Cruiser for $500 from our props department.
And
that's so cool.
Honestly, it's the best thing I've ever acquired. For my whole career, when I look at that car, it reminds me of when I was 17, 18 years old, booking that 70s show and doing that opening sequence where we're just driving in the street. And honestly, it's going to be in my family forever. And I truly believe, I'm going to put it in my will and make sure that my kids have the burden of keeping that car in the garage.
I like that, you know, because that was his career. I don't think we knew much about Wilmer before that show.
No, I got to imagine that's the show that kind of gave him his foot in the door for a lot of those guys.
And he's a car guy. So, I mean, that makes sense that, you know, he would want that since he collects anyway.
Oh, I would love to have that.
That's awesome.
I love station wagons. So that would be so cool to have.
Yeah. Boy, talk about a show that I might want to start binge watching again. Because I haven't seen every episode. I've just, you know, whenever it's on TV, I throw it on and watch it.
Ooh,
but I don't think I've seen every episode. So
is,
I think
is it on Netflix? Or is it on some other, like, Booby?
It's on Booby. Yeah.
Tubi.
Got to watch Booby. That is awesome, though. You know what? It's cool to be able, and for $500, that is a very attainable collectible. Pretty,
it's
when you think about it.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah. I mean, I would think it would be worth more than that. I don't know if they realized what they were selling.
Or they were just thinking, man, we were going to have to trash this. There's going to be a pain in our ass. Basically, we would have paid somebody to take this from us, and they got $500 from him.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So Wilmer Valderrama bought the station wagon from That 70s Show and says it was the best thing that he's ever acquired. Based on this, we want to know, what is the best thing that you ever acquired that you will never get rid of? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is the best thing that you ever acquired that you'll never get rid of? We got your calls. We got your texts after Linkin Park on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Wilmer Valderrama from That 70s Show bought the station wagon from that show and says that it was the best thing that he's ever acquired. Based on this, we want to know, what's the best thing that you ever acquired that you will never get rid of? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Tyler in Tequila, you are on The Rock.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Morning, Tyler. How about you? What is it that you got? You're like, yeah, man, I am keeping this forever.
Well, like him, I ended up with my dad's car, and it's a 96 Ford Mustang Cobra, and they only made a few of them, and it's one of those things that I learned to drive in the car. I did my first burnout in that car. I did lots of stupid things in that car that a few years ago, my dad ended up thinking about getting rid of it, and I said, hey, I'll buy it from you, and I ended up acquiring it, and it's one of those things I will never let go of.
Oh, that is, so that's cool. So if you know, sometimes cars do increase in value, and is there any price at all that, you know, you'd be like, all right, maybe I'll let it go, you know, because a $500 little Vista wagon, whatever, you know, that Wilmer has, no one's, I think, going to, well, I don't know, though, that was on the show, but I mean, is there a price or no price at all? You're not getting rid of that car.
No, I remember the day my dad brought it home, and I was there with him, and the day I brought it home, it was a big deal for me, and I don't think I'll ever let go of it. And I have a 2.5-year-old son now, and I kind of hope that, you know, he might have the same interest as I do, and one day he'll end up with it.
That's what I was wondering. I was wondering if he was going to pass it down, and that's cool to hear.
Does your dad get that it means a lot to you, probably because it was his? I mean, because he probably is like, all right, yeah, sure, you can have the car. But I feel like it really is like a bond between you and him. That's why you have it, part of the reason.
It is, very much so. We took it to car shows and all that kind of stuff as I was growing up. And the day he sold it, he said it was a big mistake because he ended up taking the money that I gave him for the car, and he went and bought a 2015 Mustang.
Yeah.
He's like, what did I just do?
You know, I'll tell you, it's a funny thing. I didn't, you know, depending upon the kind of guy you're with, I didn't realize how like things mean something to some dudes. You know, I mean, I imagine it's some women too, but I've only experienced this with guys where, you know, my brother is not a talker. He's a very basically, you know, he's a speak softly, carry a big stiff kind of guy. And I went and visited him recently, and he just wanted me to take pictures on his motorcycle. I thought it was really bizarre. And he goes, would you mind putting on my cut? And would you mind just getting on the motorcycle? And it was just me wearing his cut on the motorcycle. And I'm sitting there going, I have no idea why I'm doing this.
Then he has an OnlyFans page for you. He's setting up.
Okay, that you know what I you know I didn't think about that possibility, yes. But I mean I was looking pretty sexy.
I bet,
Steve. I don't know. I mean I don't know if you've seen this, but in your own life, but like he was emotional, like when I was doing this, and
I honestly don't know anything where I would be like I want somebody in my life to like sit behind my drum set so I can get a picture. That's an interesting thing. I just don't never heard of something like that.
And I'm a very talkative guy, you know, which is atypical for a lot of dudes. You know, it's more like, you know, something like that is the way to communicate. And I remember my wife was helping with that because she's actually more dude than I am. And she was like, yeah, I get that. I get that 100%. And I'm like, wow. I didn't realize how important that was. I'm glad that I did it because, you know, that's better than anything I ever could have told him about, you know, what I thought of him as a brother and having him in my life and that kind of a thing. Me sitting on his bike, you know, basically honoring his stuff was what really meant something to him.
What if he was trying to sell the bike? He's like, look, anyone looks cool on this bike. I'm kidding.
I have to tell you, I look cool. I never looked cooler in my life. I was like, you know what, man? I'm almost pulling this off.
There are many times where you see like a cool motorcycle, you're like, I would never do this because I would just be, I'd earn the beating I would get. But like, I just want to sit on it and get a sweet picture of me on there.
I haven't. I mean, like I remember my wife was like, that's a pretty good looking picture, I'll be honest with you. I'm like, yeah, you know, this is something that will never happen in real life. It's like,
blow it up and frame it. That's a future gift for her.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I just want
it for your bedroom.
I just want to show it on my phone if ever I, you know, feel like, you know, it's time to incite a little activity.
Oh, it's romance time? Hey, check this picture out.
206-421-ROCK, text us.
Yeah, my brother's hog. Check it out.
Okay, that's not the way I want to put it. I really don't want to put it that. I don't want to talk about anybody's hog at this point.
All right, fine.
I mean, not what I'm trying to, you know, romance time, you know.
Okay, yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
Didn't think that one through.
Yeah, you really, yeah. Let's talk to Tombo. He's in Bremerton. Tombo. Tombo, you're on the Rock.
Good morning. Good
morning, Tombo. So what about you, man? What's that one thing that you have you'll never get rid of?
It's a little piece of my mom, I hope.
Okay, that does not sound right. We'd like to give you a chance to rephrase that there, psycho. I mean, okay, Norman Bates, what are you talking about?
When they make a movie about Tombo, they're going to have Anthony Hopkins play the role. Yeah.
So in 1980, my mom passed away.
Okay.
And one of my friends was a groundskeeper at the cemetery up on the hill there in Bremerton. And a couple years later, they stopped doing cremations on site. So they did away with the crematorium. And when they cleaned out the oven, he got me a piece of the floor from the oven.
Okay.
And it's got this yellow flame retardant brick, you know what I'm talking about.
All right.
That's the bottom. And sitting on top of it is this green black mass it's hard as rock, like glass. And there's pieces of, he said they were bone and ash and possibly teeth. And it's all just set into this rock. And it's hard. There's no smell to it. It's not gross. It's not, in fact, it's smooth like glass, but it's really not smooth.
That is weird, man.
So
that's like cool. You know, my first instinct, on paper, I read that I'd be like, this guy, I might want to like be aware of Tombo. But like the way you describe it, sounds really cool.
I mean, if people keep urns, which just have, you know, they basically just has dust in there and ash. But the idea that you could have
like a necklace or something,
like a quartzy crystal kind of whatever, like a like a gem or, you know, a piece of natural jewelry. It seems like
it's about the size of a fist. So I don't want to wear that on a necklace.
All right, well, and Tombo.
Fair.
But is it not just your mom? That's the only thing I worry about. It's like you got everybody's mom and not just your own.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
As far as we know, her remains were buried, you know, in an urn.
Yeah.
But then here comes my buddy saying, oh, no, you don't get it all. And he says that glassy stuff is like all the body oils and fluids.
Wow.
At first I was like, Are you flipping kidding?
I'm a kind of that right now.
Dude, it's Dead Man's Rock.
Tombo.
Oh, stick that thing next to a Ouija board and see what happens.
I have to know, Tombo, are we the first people you talk to about this? I can't think we are. And if not, what's the average reaction from people when you tell them this story? Because I get that there's a lot of love and behind this, but you do understand it's a bit bizarre.
Well, it sits on the shelf with all the family pictures and stuff.
Oh,
and when
man.
People pick it up and go, what's this? And I tell them, it's been dropped 100 times.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet. People are like, I don't want to hold this.
See, Tombo is the kind of guy where I bet there's a little sense of humor over this. Like, I'm going to put it over there.
When when dating somebody, how soon do you tell them?
Yeah, I'm picking up like the fused body oils and bone matter. I'm just like, I mean, at that point, there's two ways you go with this. Like, Tombo is my kind of weirdo with a great sense of humor in a very macabre way. Or you run for the hills thinking like, did he make this on site? And am I the next one he's going to put on a shelf? I don't know.
No.
All right,
I don't have a collection of old girlfriends.
All right, well, Tombo, it's been good talking to you, my friend.
I was not expecting that.
No.
I didn't know that was a thing you could even have.
I understand it, though. I really get that, and it's that again, it's that kind of connection that you normally go, I didn't know that anybody would want this, but I can understand it. Tombo just has a very interesting way of communicating it, and I don't know if I'd go over his house.
One Texas has 6 championship balls autographed by the Chicago Bulls from each season that they won. All 6 have been verified as official autographs. Oh. I will get rid of those maybe when I retire, but maybe.
See, the only way if you'll sell them, how much they really mean to you if you'll sell them. I get it, because look, everyone's got a price, but there are some things.
Well, he had a good run with them, and now he's retired. Probably wants to go somewhere awesome. And these balls will buy it for
you. You will never get rid of. That means that much to you.
Right. I mean, it's no like, you know, rock of a dead person. I mean, but.
Yeah, you're right. See, here's what I've learned. There is always a price for you.
Me?
Yeah, like you will get rid of anything for a price.
I mean, not like, you know, my child or like my
not
wife.
Not my child. Huh? What are you and Tombo having a special weekend?
Yeah. All right.
All right, listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You sell your kid and then we'll go get the remains of all the people in the crematorium.
I was trying to think, I'm like, yeah, really? Like, I mean, there's like something I have from my grandfather that was like left to me, like a little, but nobody, it's not worth a damn to anybody else. So.
But if it was, I'm a little worried.
I mean, depends on where I'm at in my life.
Yeah, exactly.
I would never get rid of that. I honestly would not. I'm joking. But like, my first thought was I have like this sweet Ludwig drum set that was from the 70s that I found like that was being sold used on at Guitar Center. I traded a bunch of stuff in, got it, and like refurbished it, put new, like just made it look, and I use that kit all the time. And I ideally like to never get rid of that drum set. It's not going to be worth a ton of money to anybody. Like, but if somebody said, hey, I'll give you like, you know, $30,000 for it, I'm like, oh, it was a nice run while I had it, but here you go. You know? I mean, but.
Yeah. See, I got my dad's retirement watch, and I also have the alarm clock, the first digital alarm clock that he got right. for me, which was from this thing is from the 70s, and it's still working. And
Which is crazy, because my Apple Watch stopped working just recently, and it's like, what the hell?
Technology, Texas Instruments, man.
Right.
Go back to the old school. But, you know, those are the two things that I go, I hold on to them. They mean something to me, though really they're just innocuous items. You know, they're nothing special. Though his retirement watch, I mean, that used to mean something. I don't think retirement watches mean anything anymore, but at one point they really meant a lot.
That was like a big thing. Like,
yeah.
There was like this sweet watch as a thank you from the company.
Yeah. And it wasn't that sweet when you think about it, as far as it wasn't expensive. It was just, it was more of a symbol more than anything else.
Nowadays, we're like, hey, what kind of gift cards we have lying around the office? Hey, here you go. Congratulations on your retirement.
Yeah.
$50 to the Olive Garden.
And by the way,
nice.
Please get me that. In fact, I'm retired. I'll take OG gift cards any day of the week over some dumb watch. So Led Zeppelin, how about this? Led Zeppelin got a guy in trouble with the law. How so? I'll tell you at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney. and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.